Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Midday Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're going to get to a big story coming out of Delco in just a little bit here and figure out if we can get to the bottom of that nonsense. Later in the show, an Eagle, a big one, one that we talk about a lot, a direct shot at Hugh Douglas for his take earlier in the week that Petula was stripped of play calling in the second half. They're coming at you one by one.
It's an all-out assault.
It really is. It's about time, too.
I got big old shoulders.
Yeah, well, you're going to need him after you hear this one. All right, before we go to the phone lines here, do you believe deep down the Eagles coaching staff trusts Jalen Hurts? I don't. I mean, Donovan McNabb said it a couple days ago. I think he's dead right. The Eagles, and Hugh mentioned this on Monday, how frustrating it is to watch them when they have a third and long just hand off with a give-up draw. And like, it's just like treating Jalen Hurts with kid gloves. I think they should trust him more, but it's pretty clear to me through 3 weeks they've only thrown the football when they've had to throw the football. They're not trying to be aggressive. Feels like we trust him more on WIP than the coaching staff does down there at the NovaCare Complex. And then yesterday, Baldy was on the afternoon show, and I thought it was a great question by those guys. Like, hey, the offense looked good in the second half, finally looked aggressive. They moved the ball down the field in chunks. Do you think we'll see more of that Sunday in Tampa? And here's what Baldy said.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Like, those are all, I mean, I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, honestly, I talked to AJ before the game, and I know what he thought of Emmanuel Forbes. He just smiled. I go, I'll do all the talking, AJ. You do all the playing. Like, you got to feed that beast, man. Like, there's very few guys, like, that can catch the ball with their hands, come back to the ball, fundamentally sound, and then just steamroll guys. Like, he's not going down. And we saw, you know, the yards after the catch the other day. Like, I don't think they're going to go back to that, though, until they have to. You know, obviously, you know, they've had a – Tampa's had their number over the last 4 years. And so I have a feeling that unless they fall behind or are really struggling to run the ball, that I think they're going to go back to the same approach that we saw for the first 2.5 weeks. And if they can – if the defense can do their job, they're beat up on the offensive line. They're beat up at receiver right now. I think if they keep the score close or play with the lead, they're going to play a very conservative style of offense.
A very conservative style of offense. Hugh, what did you take? What's your thoughts on what Baldy said? I mean, we all watched Sunday, or we all saw how it looked in the second half, and yet he thinks even after seeing that, they're going to go back to the conservative way this weekend against the Bucs.
I think that's pretty interesting, especially when you talk about what we saw and how it kind of loosened things up. Me personally, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Baldy, but me personally, I feel like in order to make the games a little bit easier, nothing's easy
right.
in the NFL, by the way.
Especially on the road and the Bucs are good, yeah.
But to get more production out of your offense, in my opinion, I think that there has to be a legitimate threat to pass the football. I think that when you look at it, it's the exact opposite. I remember years ago. You know, you had teams that, you know, the running game was what this passing game is.
Mm-hmm.
But you did it to keep teams honest. You did it so that they wouldn't walk that man up in the box. And you threw the ball to spread it out a little bit.
Yep.
When you open the offense up, that allows for more spacing for the running back. You know, when they talk about spacing and basketball on the floor and everything, mm-hmm. it allows you to do more. So when you go that what they call it 11-12 personnel, mm-hmm. like they I think it was who was talking about it earlier this week?
Ross Tucker was talking
about that. You keep everything compact and you walk that safety up and you make it harder for that running game to get going. So with all that being said, your formation is gonna dictate how the defense plays you. And another thing I was told is that a lot of times going into these games, and I don't know if it's true for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they've had so much success against the Eagles, but a lot of times you go into these games and you've scouted certain looks, they're not the looks that you get when you actually play the game.
Right.
So there's that. So I feel like in order to get something going, you can't wait to see what the other team is going to do to you. You need to be the aggressor. You need to go out there and you need to take a shot. I mean, if the games first started, what's wrong with taking a shot in the first couple series?
I agree.
You know, just to see what happens, see how they're going to play it. Because I tell you what, when you do stuff like that and you don't play conservative, teams get a little antsy.
Yes, of course they do. I look, we often hear with the Eagles, Sirianni says this, Elliott says it every time it's brought up, and it's true. I mean, I can't fight the facts that the Eagles, when they don't turn the football over, they win. But why is it a mutually exclusive thing? Like, why does Jalen dropping back to pass more mean they're going to turn it over more? It doesn't have to mean that. If you trust the quarterback to be smart with the football, you're not going to have five turnovers in a game. Like, let me give you some numbers here on some other quarterbacks. Josh Allen has 99 attempts this year, zero interceptions. He's thrown the ball on average seven more times per game than Jalen, also has zero interceptions, just like Jalen Hurts. Patrick Mahomes has one interception on 105 attempts. Justin Herbert, or Hugh brought up earlier, has 108 attempts, one interception. I mean, it's possible if you have a top quarterback, which is what we talked about all offseason, that Jalen's graduated, he's part of this group, you can throw more and not have three, four, five turnovers in the game. Now, I get it. If we throw more, is there more of a chance of a pick? Sure. Right? We might have, instead of zero, we might have one once in a while. But if they trust the quarterback, let him throw the football. 215-592-9494. Deep down, do you believe the Eagles coaching staff trusts Jalen Hurts? Doesn't feel like it to me.
Elephant in the room.
It is an elephant. The part that's fascinating to me is we all think, I think a lot of us think they should, right? Like, I think most people think they should. Doesn't feel like they do. Sean in Philadelphia is up. The elephants are here with us. What's up, Sean?
Yo, man, listen, just hear me out for a second.
Okay.
Right. First, let me say this first. In the Super Bowl, when they talked to Sirianni about the Hurts play, he said these words. I had a feeling that guy was going to come out and play like that.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, says I trust this guy to play the way he knows how to play. Why then a new season starts and people feel like he don't trust them? I think that's just a cop-out. They trust him, and that's their style of play, conservative.
But why play conservative if you trust your quarterback? We all agree they have excellent receivers. Why not trust the quarterback?
I mean, they do trust them, but they're going to play the way they play their game. They're going to beat you the way they play. They make the tempo. They do everything, and teams have to chase them.
But that's the opposite of what Sunday was. Sunday they were so conservative, they were getting crushed, and they had to come back.
Even when we're down, teams still fear us. Because we got the dog in us, and we're going to keep fighting.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you said they're the aggressor. They were the ones, they had to chase on Sunday. They weren't the aggressor.
They had to chase, but they never stopped fighting in teams.
But that's not what we're talking about. I mean,
if we trust Jalen Hurts. I believe that they trust Jalen Hurts.
But then why don't they let him throw the ball more?
Because they are trying. Every team in the NFL is different from the last season almost. Every team is going to be different. The coaching staff is different. So they still, it's the third week of the season. They still have to get a feel for how this guy is going to call plays and all of that. I was with Hugh. I thought Donovan, Hurts start calling the plays. But
I mean, come on.
We all got confirmed that he wasn't.
Well, then now at least we got back to reality here. Good call, Sean. We appreciate you. So are you...
But.
You know, if your theory is right, it's an indictment on them trusting him.
No,
because
no,
that means when they were calling the plays, 8 pass plays. When he was calling the plays, 24 passes.
Can I just say this? I understand what's going on. I believe what I believe, and I know. Eagles have come out to debunk what I'm saying, but
by every way possible,
convinces me even more.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Come it on. Does.
So the truth makes you less
no,
likely
because,
to believe it.
Okay. How many, like,
this is reaching psychotic levels.
No, but since we're here, how many times have I, on this station, since I've been here for 3 years, have I recklessly speculated about stuff? Like, I do it a lot, right?
You do. I mean, that's true.
And I put it out there that I am recklessly speculating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, for them to vehemently dispute this as much as they have been disputing.
To be fair, Elliott asked the head coach directly.
Okay, but then now they're still talking about it. I believe it even more that I was right.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're going to get to it, what happened yesterday.
I am a visionary.
You're not a visionary.
I am a visionary.
You have been radicalized by the Jalen Hurts lovers.
Radicalized is crazy.
You've been radicalized. I mean, you have. I mean, that's exactly what happened.
I'm just saying, I believe it. I believe it because when you have folks coming out talking about, that ain't true. I believe it's to be true.
I'm just looking for a logical explanation to, hey, we all agree we have great receivers, okay? We all agree it's a good offensive line, right? The best way to win in the NFL is to get up on teams and not have to be behind. We all agree to these things. And yet the Eagles look at it and say, let's play this thing close to the vest.
Because teams fear us even when we're behind.
That's right. It's called spin. It's actually.
Well, he said the Eagles clearly trust Jalen Hurts, and then named a whole bunch of things that have nothing to do with whether or not they trust the quarterback.
I think Sunday is going to be a picture into whether they trust him or not. Right? Like, we just saw the offense
really
look better.
It really is.
AJ has spoken about, hey, it looked better. Let's do that.
The Eagles are a soap opera. Yeah. At this point, this is our soap opera. This is, and the storyline this weekend is Jalen Hurts going to come out and be the quarterback that he was last week? All these questions will be answered Sunday on As the Eagles Turn.
Voiceover actor, Hugh Douglas. The Young and the Restless.
I'm telling you, because this story has been talked about all week. Who's done what? What does this mean? What's going to happen now? Because the offense, it looks like it's opened up. Drew Brees talking about how vanilla it is, but they can still win a Super Bowl.
Do that voiceover again, by the way.
What do you mean? Which part?
The movie guy thing.
Yes. As we get ready for this weekend's game, the Philadelphia Eagles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And will the story be Jalen Hurts? Did he take over the offense or didn't he? All these questions will be answered Sunday at 1 in Tampa. Be there or be square.
Wow, you dropped a B square on us at the end.
I have layers like an onion.
You do. And every time you peel them, we cry. We all cry.
And they all stink.
I walked into
You did.
One.
You really did. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Listen, AU, man. I ain't going front, man. He was cooking, man, with what you said, man.
I know. Thank you, though.
Cooking
I appreciate it.
With what?
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with grease. And this place on fire.
I give you props when it's due, you know.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate that.
But you know what? What I want to see, I want to see Jalen. I mean, I need that offensive line to give Saquon some push up front. And I need them to be blocking this week, man, because they've been slacking and they're macking a little bit, man. You know, and a lot of people ain't been bringing that up.
They have not been. They haven't been as dominant as they have in years. I mean, obviously Sunday losing Lane for the last, 90% of that game didn't help things. Yeah,
absolutely. And I want to say something about the Phillies, but I'm gonna continue with the Eagles. Now, I was believing the same thing when McNabb said that, right? I don't think they have too much, belief in what Jalen can do when he's throwing the ball. But like I keep saying, I've been saying it for the last two seasons. When Jalen have good play calling, just like with Josh Kelly and the rest of them guys, they have good play callers. Ooh. And that's why they execute their plays.
I know, but Jim Kelly, he was a Bill too. You forgot about Jim Kelly?
No, I have not.
Come on,
no, man, we just we workshop. We yeah. You know, keep going. We
you
just
got
workshopping
it. You got
over
it.
Here.
Yeah, you know, Josh Kelly, Jim Kelly, they always boozing out. They can't get it done. But I just want to say, like, when he got good play calling, man, Jalen can execute, man. Like. He showed it. I mean, just like the brother said earlier, he showed it in the Super Bowl. So what makes you think that he can't throw the ball?
No, now, no, it's not me that thinks this, Will. It's the Eagles that don't think it. Like, forget
man,
me.
Yeah,
I'm not saying us.
I'm saying, yes, the organization. You got to let this man be who he is. Man.
Let Jalen cook is what you're saying. Let him cook.
Let him cook, baby. You know, the last thing I want to say about the Eagles, man, mm-hmm. listen, it's time to put these guys to rest, man. You know, they've been on our top for the last few seasons. Now it's our time. Listen, stay hydrated and stay focused, man. And we got to have a good balance of run and pass this
balance.
Week.
Balance.
And the last thing I'm going to say about mm-hmm. the Eagles, mm-hmm. we need to have that ball toward the end of the game to end it. We can't give that guy no type of opportunities in the end if it's a
I agree
game.
With that.
Baker
well,
playmaker.
Yeah. Baker has become pretty darn clutch at the end of these games. He's led a game-winning drive in all 3 weeks. It's pretty wild way to start a season.
Yeah, what a pretty wild the way that his career started and how it's going now. That's crazy.
Where he went bounce to what, Carolina, then the Rams?
And they were talking about he was on his way out and found his home in Tampa.
It is pretty crazy, yeah. And he's look, he's a good quarterback. But look,
not bad.
No, he's turning. Baker Mayfield has turned into exactly what I think the Browns wanted him to be when they drafted him number one overall. It just took a bunch of stops for him to get to become that player. So, his point, Jim Kelly, you know, Josh Allen, whatever. The Bills obviously trust him more than the Eagles trust Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's look at what they allow him to do with the offense. I mean, we were going through some of the numbers with some of the quarterbacks in the league right now. I was blown away when I saw that Mac Jones, in two games, not three, two, as the backup quarterback for the Niners. Kyle Shanahan asked him to throw the ball in two games more than we've asked Jalen Hurts to throw the ball in three games.
That's why I made a top 10 list this week.
Oh, is that now? This is justification. What about the Spencer Rattler?
No, I'm just saying, the Spencer Rattler.
You had Mac Jones in there?
Yeah.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we got to talk about these lists. We got to talk about them.
We might need to have an intervention.
What do you mean? It's my list, my truth.
Now again, that's not how this works. All right,
we might need Dr. Karp.
No,
on the case
we don't. We're good.
Now the living the truth, the conspiracies. You have some major issues that we need to address.
We're good. It's intervention time.
We are barreling towards tinfoil hat Douglas as a high seed in the bracket of Hughes this coming March.
Yeah,
I mean he's taking on a different life this week.
We're good.
I don't know if we're good. Saeed in North Philly. What's up, Saeed?
What's going on, Zaid?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, I had to disagree with y'all. I don't think it's about a lack of trust in Jalen. I think the Eagles coaching staff, and to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if upper management has some type of like say in it. But I think it's about the Eagles coaching staff trying to be the smartest in the room. They want to revolutionize the game. They don't feel as though you can. They feel as though you can win without. You know, minimizing the high risk plays and stuff like that. So strong, healthy, strong defense, solid offensive line, good running back. They feel like you can win, and that's all you need. So it ain't about a lack of trust in Jalen Hurts, man.
All right, so Saeed, if you're right, if that's exactly what's going on here, then Jalen Hurts isn't going to be here much longer. Because there's no reason to pay a quarterback $55 million if you don't plan to use him that much. I mean, it's like if we're following if that's the philosophy, then why they pay a quarterback?
Well, I mean, so if you pay your receivers too.
Totally fair point, right? Something's got to give. They can't pay these guys $100 million a year not to use them then.
Well, I mean, everybody in the NFL making money. They pay the offensive linemen. They pay the secondary. They taking care of their players. Now they not trying to say that we can win with robots. We need talented players,
sure.
But we want to play disciplined football. We want to win with discipline, low risk football, and they probably feeling themselves because they did it.
Well,
they didn't win a Super Bowl with it, but they got to the Super Bowl with it.
Well, they won. No, they did. I mean, they did win last year. We appreciate the phone. I mean, they won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah,
they had a formula and it worked. Now, part of that works when you have the best defense and Saquon's running like he did last year. That again, that made logical sense. Like last year, the way they were playing. Why would you throw the ball a lot? You're up in games. You're running for 2,500 yards. You start back the first 3 weeks. Saquon, it's like we've avoided this because I think we see why. But Saquon hasn't done it much the first 3 weeks. He just hasn't. Now I think he will get going. I think he's going to be fine, and I'm not worried about him. But they're not getting any traction in the run game. They're not up a lot in these games, and yet they're not asking their quarterback to throw until they have no choice down in the game. It's striking. And even Hugh Saeed said they have a formula of low-risk plays. I mean, you realize what you're saying when you say that.
That you don't want to put the ball in harm's way with the quarterback.
Right. The quarterback will take risks. The quarterback will throw the ball to the other team. Like, that's what – even if you don't think that, that's what you're saying by saying we're limiting the risk, that he's going to put us in a bad spot.
I'll say this. I think that with the injuries that we're starting to suffer on the defensive side of the ball, we're going to have to take more chances. In the passing game, we're going to have to start playing with more of a lead and taking some of that pressure off of those guys.
I think you're right on this. So it's interesting, the defense so far this year. Hugh, I would say all things considered, I feel good about it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they're young, right? They lost all those guys. Last year it took 4, 5, 6 weeks to get going. But you look at some of the numbers on the defense, they're not dominating the way they did last year.
No.
So, I mean, maybe they will turn it around, but now we have no Nolan Smith. That we're down to who knows what at one corner. So, yeah, they may be forced to have to throw the football. I think it's pretty clear right now the Eagles don't trust Jalen Hurts as much as you trust Jalen Hurts, as much as everyone listening trusts you. Like, you line up everyone in the city right now, and it's a Jalen Hurts trust fest. Oh, he's the best. I love him. He's top five. And yet the team doesn't want him to throw the football unless they have no choice. It feels wild to me. It's the elephant in the room with this offense right now. All right, coming up, your phone calls in this. Do you believe the Eagles truly trust Jalen Hurts? I don't, and I think it's pretty obvious. Again, Mac Jones has thrown the ball more in 2 weeks than Jalen Hurts threw it in 3 weeks. That is a wild stat. And after the break, if you live in Delco or in the area today, I have an important question for you and Hugh Douglas coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.